Welcome to Living Your Personal Best with Amy and Alice, a show that inspires women to live a lifestyle that embraces self-care and healthy habits to reach their personal best. And now, here are Amy and Alice.
Welcome to Living Your Personal Best. This is Amy Lundberg.
And I'm Alice Green.
We are lifestyle fitness coaches putting women into action to create balanced, healthy, and fit lifestyles by changing minds and bodies. Our show encourages all of you to create a way of living that best serves you, your physical and emotional needs, so that you feel outstanding by turning your I can'ts into I cans for positive results.
And each month, we focus on a specific lifestyle topic, giving you the insights and tools so that you can embrace self-care and healthy habits to feel your personal best. All during the month of August, the theme for our show is how to achieve long-term weight loss. And this week, we're focusing on a fresh perspective to weight loss. We'll be learning about a unique way to lose weight that may really surprise you. It did me. We have a fascinating guest that will tell us about an ancient and powerful approach to increasing energy, fueling metabolism, and balancing hormones, which in turn assists us with losing weight for the long term. She's going to be talking about Qigong and why it's being introduced at fitness centers around the country with great success.
I'm just as surprised about it as you are, Alice. I personally have never heard of Qigong until recently, but now that I know a little more about it, I can see why this approach would really help my clients and our listeners to improving their weight loss results. Very exciting.
It is. And what's interesting to me is I just happened to have read a book recently called Jumpstart Your Metabolism by Pam Grout. And her theory is that when you breathe more deeply, you can rev up your metabolism. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. As a personal trainer background, I didn't know that. So I've been really intrigued by this. And then since Qigong also uses the breath, maybe not in a similar way, but certainly it's a core part of its technique, I can really see why this would make a difference. So I'm excited to hear more about this from our guest today. And before we introduce her, I want to encourage all of you listening to participate in our discussion by either sending us an email at info@livingyourpersonalbest.com or calling into the show at 866-473-8255. That's 866-473-8255 during the next hour. Our program is designed to inspire, guide, and support you in creating lifestyle changes that feel fantastic, and we want to hear from you. And let us know how we can help.
All right. And today, I would love to introduce our guest, who is Shoshana Katzman. She is the author of Qigong for Staying Young and co-author of Feeling Light, the Holistic Solution to Permanent Weight Loss and Wellness. Shoshana is a licensed acupuncturist, herbalist, Tai Chi, and Qigong professional, as well as a massage therapist and energy medicine specialist. She has been involved in the field of Oriental medicine for over 30 years and has been a director of the Red Bank Acupuncturist Center in Hinton Falls, New Jersey for almost 20 years. She also has been featured in many magazines and newspaper articles, appeared on TV and radio shows, and been sought-after speaker, particularly at the Barnes & Noble's public forums. And she co-founded the annual Women's Wellness Conferences that draw thousands of people each year in an impressive lineup of speakers, including Dr. Christine Northrup, Richard Simmons, and Carolyn Miss. We are very delighted to have Shoshana join us today to talk about a fresh perspective to losing weight for long term, so welcome.
Thank you so much, Amy and Alice. I'm really happy to be here today.
Excellent. Well, we're so pleased to have you. I really hadn't heard of Qigong till recently, and maybe there's other people as well, so can we kind of start right at the bat and just ask, what is it?
Qigong is a movement, and it's usually coordinated with the breath, but there's also visualization included in it where, you know, you visualize certain things happening in your body. There's also self-acupressure that's a component of Qigong, and stretching exercises, and just it it's working the qi. Qigong means, what qi is the vital energy that flows through every living being. And gong means practice or cultivate. So qigong is practice or cultivation of one's qi.
So how can qigong help with food and weight issues, which is one of the things you talk a lot about in your book, Staying Young, and is our focus today on long-term weight management? How does the two go together? Because very often we don't tend to think of things like yoga, unless it's a power yoga, as being something that will help with weight loss. But I think you really have something that dispels that concept.
There's so many components of why qigong helps with weight loss, and I hope to touch upon these throughout. But to just capsulate it, it increases the metabolism by working with the endocrine system. In my set, my 20-minute set, there is a specific, one of the sets is specifically to nourish the endocrine glands, of which one is the thyroid. And so by strengthening your thyroid, you're increasing your metabolism, and you send lots of love and attention to your thyroid, and that helps, and you visualize the thyroid operating more efficiently. So that's one component, is the metabolism. It increases your energy, and so you feel like doing more. And you know, with weight, it's calories in minus calories out. And so when you have more energy and you do things in your life, you really, you know, burning up more of that food, and you feel better. It also calms the heart and spirit and helps us with stress, and this addresses people that are eating due to stress. And then the fourth thing I wanted to mention is the spleen energy. Many people that have weight issues eat just as much as everybody else, and for some reason that food comes in and sits. But because qigong moves the qi flow, it strengthens the spleen energy, and people transform and transport food better in their body. So they're there.
That also be true of the liver? Because there's certainly that's where we have a lot of metabolizing, and mm-hmm. there's been discussion of fatty livers.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think if it's doing all that it could also help the liver to also process more effectively.
Yes, and that's more of a Western medicine way of looking at it. If I think, and which is all part of it because we're Western and Eastern people, so I just want to put the Eastern slant to it, which is liver, the emotion of the liver is anger. And so if you can work with balancing your liver energy, and the liver also has to do with the free flow of energy in the body, and opening up these blockages that stop us from being our personal best. And so if you can resolve your anger, so many times people that have weight issues are people that do things for everybody else but themselves all the time, and they walk around angry about that. And so the qigong teaches people to resolve their anger, strengthen and balance the energy of the liver, and to reconnect with themselves and realize they are number one.
Well, I love that, since that definitely is what we're focused on with our show, is helping people really connect with themselves and do things for themselves so that they can move into a place of self-care.
Exactly.
So,
and so qigong, practicing qigong every day, three times a week, once a week, however often you can do it, even if it's once a month, it's better than not at all. It creates the space and time for you to do that through these movements. Because while you're doing qigong, you're doing exactly that, creating the space and time for yourself, healing yourself, reconnecting, and feeling, really getting to your feelings.
I would like to go back a little bit, because I thought it was interesting about you were saying how it increases your metabolism, and you could work, such as an example, with your thyroid, and sending love and attention to it. But you said to visualize your thyroid. How do you tell people to visualize certain parts of their bodies?
In my book, I have a picture of all the endocrine glands. And so in the endocrine exercise, it's a very simple exercise where you take your two hands and you bend your knees slightly and you bend down and you gather the energy, the energy from the earth, and you bring this wonderful healing energy from the earth up to where your thyroid is, you know, below your chin on your neck, and you just flutter your fingers and send.
That is very fascinating. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back to Shoshana to hear a little more about Qigong. This is Amy, and you're listening to Live Your Personal Best on Health Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I saved for college, then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of debt and credit card bills, barely able to get by.
It's not like we bought everything we saw. It was a problem. We just didn't think it would ever get this bad.
Call Genesis Financial now and see how soon you can be debt-free. 800-709-4392. 800-709-4392.
Our retirement fund shrank, and we got scared. We used credit cards too much, and now I don't know what we'll do.
Genesis Financial is nonprofit, and we work with your creditors to reduce your monthly payments to a level you can afford. And we can reduce that interest rate so you can pay down your debts much faster. Call us now for free information. 800-709-4392. That's 800-709-4392. 800-709-4392.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1292. 800-965-1292. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1292. 800-965-1292. 800-965-1292.
My family found out I was on drugs. They were just terrified.
When it got to the point where my mom couldn't even sleep if I wasn't home.
He did not know how to take control of his life. The drugs had done it.
I wanted to have my life back and my family back. And that's when my mother found Narcanon.
If you or someone you love has a drug or alcohol problem, call Narcanon today at 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
How many are tired of the failed attempts with diet and exercise, the negative self-talk that is gradually depleting your spirit? Discover how to create and gravitate towards a self-empowered willingness, not willpower, to create a fitness program that's destined for success. To be drawn towards health, vitality, and a toned body instead of pushing yourself to it. Self-Care Before Sit-Ups is a unique ebook that guides you to take the frustration and failure out of fitness. Receive your copy today by going to aimforfitness.com and live your fitness success story every day.
Health Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
And welcome back to Living Your Personal Best with Amy and Alice. I'm Alice Green. And we've been talking with our guest, Shoshana Kotzman, author of Qigong for Staying Young and co-author of Feeling Light. And before the break, we were talking about how Qigong helps us reconnect with ourselves and how we can visualize healing energy to further strengthen and balance our bodies, metabolism, energy, and spleen, along with the Qigong movement. Shoshana, what specific practice
would one do in order to focus on weight management? I noticed in your book there are so many, many different things that you can use these practices for and specific movements for, and you have adapted it, or perhaps this had already happened, for all these different things and for weight management. So I don't know if you can explain that easily, what you would do specifically to focus on weight management.
There, while you're the workout that I did addresses the thyroid and the other endocrine glands. It also cultivates the chi, the vital energy. It also works with nurturing the heart and spirit, and it has tapping exercise to open up the circulation of chi throughout your meridians, and exercises to strengthen your bones. And so when you it's really with weight management, you really need to take the focus off the weight and put it on your healing and balancing yourself. And so just this one workout with all of these different components will change how you feel and change how you deal with food. There is a Qigong exercise called the Swimming Dragon, which is specifically designed for weight management and working with metabolism. But any Qigong exercise will help you to reconnect and reset yourself and your relationship with food.
Before we get to the food side, because I know that's a big part of the work that you focus on with it, we may still have people who are a little bit confused about what Qigong is, and it's likened to some other practices that are more familiar to people. Can you provide some concepts that will help people understand what this looks like?
Well, feng shui is something that a lot of people have brought into their homes and their office environments, where they have found out that if you had your desk and your back was to the door in your workplace, if you changed it and turned your desk around so you were facing the door, it changed how you felt empowered in your office.
Mm-hmm.
So, or where you place your bed, or how, you know, how everything is set in your home with feng shui changes the energy and changes your experience in life. Well, the same as Qigong. Qigong is likened to feng shui for the body, where you are doing these movements and these breathing exercises in different postures that balance and open up the flow of energy throughout your entire being. And so you feel better with your body and how it interacts with nature. Qigong is working with the energies of the heavens and the energy of the earth and everything around you, all the people around you, your whole world and how you interact in that world. So thinking of it as a feng shui for the body can be very helpful to people to understand how it works.
I noticed in your book, I think it was in the foreword, it was also likened, and first of all, I found that really interesting because I've feng shui'd my whole home.
Great.
I never would have thought of that. But I thought I read and thought I understood that it has some similarities to Tai Chi or even to yoga, wasn't it?
Yes.
In your book referred to as sort of the Chinese
it is.
Version of yoga.
It is. It's Chinese yoga. Qigong is Chinese yoga. And it's different. You were saying earlier you hadn't heard about Qigong. Well, I've been practicing it for 32 years along with Tai Chi. And we learned these movements, and yes, we heard they were called Qigong, but we just thought they were part of Tai Chi, all the old practitioners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even though I heard the word Qigong, I didn't necessarily hold it in my mind till years later when Qigong really became a name and a practice unto its own. And then I realized, I've been doing Qigong as long as I have Tai Chi. Yeah. The difference
between Tai Chi and Qigong...
What?
What would be the difference between Tai Chi and Qigong, then?
What makes it different? Exactly. Because this is a very important question. And Tai Chi now is taught as in most schools, and most teachers are teaching it as a health practice. But originally, the roots of Tai Chi are as a martial art. In fact, Tai Chi Chuan means grand ultimate boxing.
Hmm.
And the Tai Chi teachers that were brought from China like 40, 50 years ago, the masters that taught my generation 30-some years ago, they were even brought to the cities like L.A. To, you know, partly, you know, for the gangs and to teach them methods of defense. It's only, you know, more in the last 10, 15 years that it's taught as a health practice. Whereas Qigong has originated more as a medicine, as a medical form of exercise. And so, as I described, some of the exercises, the bone washing exercises, are to strengthen your bone, and others for your endocrine system, and others for your heart, and all of your different vital organs. The healing sounds do that. So it's very different from Tai Chi, which is going through a set of movements from beginning to end, which have martial art application, which aren't always taught, but Tai Chi now is done for health, similar to Qigong. That's a similarity. And Qigong's more with breathing exercises than Tai Chi.
That's fascinating. And since you're saying that it's more of the medical, are like hospitals and in areas like that in medicine embracing the Qigong?
They are. In some place like China, if someone gets cancer, they immediately assign them to a Qigong group. But Qigong is starting to come into the hospitals and rehab centers, and certainly centers for the older generation are doing more and more Qigong exercises. And it can be very... I'm part of the National Qigong Association, and we did a DVD through them, and there were hospitals that actually got the DVD to play on the patient channel for rehabilitation. I just have been visiting my mother, who just was in the hospital moving to rehab. I went in and did Qigong with her. People of any ability can do the movements, and they can be done lying down or sitting up or standing. And they're really good for rehab. So, and as time goes on, it's going to be happening more and more.
Well, that's very positive. You must be very excited about that.
I am. I'm excited about traditional Chinese medicine. I never thought in a million years that it would be hitting mainstream as soon as it has and so accepted. I think it's the level of stress in our society,
mm-hmm.
and that it's gotten so out of hand that they're just grasping for anything that will ground people and help people to heal. People are so fed up with what's going on in the medical community. And even physicians. I have so many physicians now that refer people to me to teach them Qigong. Very, very people with a lot of very, very difficult health problems.
Well, and you have a DVD that certainly can also help people that don't have somebody who can easily access you.
Yes. We
want to hear
do.
How we can get that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that,
share that with
after
you.
The break, so stay tuned. And so we can learn about her DVD and how to get that. This is Amy Lundberg, and you're listening to Living Your Personal Best on Health Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Not available in all states, association membership may be required. Let's face it, you're looking for health insurance, and you want an affordable, flexible, and reliable plan. One that works for you, your family, and your company. At Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, we have what you want and need at a price you can afford. So call now to see if you qualify for our competitive health insurance plans. 800-816-3961. 800-816-3961. 800-816-3961. 1-800-926-1961. Midwest has health insurance plans to meet your individual needs that are within your budget. So call right now. 800-816-3961. 800-816-3961. 800-816-3961. Association Group Insurance Plans are underwritten by Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee.
This is a quiet message about noise and the possibility there's too much of it in your life. Audiologists know that everyday sounds like lawnmowers, music with headphones, even the commotion of a crowded restaurant can hit 85 decibels. That's loud enough over time to cause permanent hearing loss. So keep an eye on your ears. For more on hearing health and the 85 danger zone, visit asha.org. A public service message from the American Speech Language Hearing Association.
Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
As a small business owner, you know there's hardly anything small about what you do. You think big, you dream big. But here's the way to tackle one of your biggest concerns: finding access to affordable health insurance. Your answer is the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-426-0768. 800-426-0768.
The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-426-0768. 800-426-0768. Call 800-426-0768.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit Earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ad Council.
Program provides general information relating to health. Listeners should not individually rely on the information given here because we're all a little bit different from one another. This program is definitely not a substitute for a consultation with a qualified medical doctor. We encourage you to make an appointment with your own doctor in order to resolve any of your health concerns. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Living Your Personal Best with Amy and Alice, and I'm Alice Green. And we do encourage all of you listening to join in our discussion by calling into our studio hotline at 866-473-8255 and join in our discussion with Shoshana Kutzman, an expert in oriental wellness and author of Qigong for Staying Young. And we learned that Qigong is now being recognized, which is wonderful news, as a medical treatment, and that more physicians and rehab centers are referring patients to the practice. And just before the break, we wanted to know just how someone could get a hold of a DVD on Qigong. And Shoshana, what's the best way for somebody to have a way to get access to this?
They could find my book and or my DVD through my website, which is healing4u.com. It's healing, the number 4, the letter u.com.
Great. Great. Your book is fantastic. So I
Thank
can only
you.
Imagine how good the DVD is. You're very thorough, and you make it very easy to understand and to see all the movements. So
well,
I could even follow your books, but I probably would want a DVD just to...
I'm going to go order the DVD. People can oftentimes learn it from the book, but the DVD really shows the essence of the chi flowing and moving. And every time you watch the DVD, you see how that energy is flowing and how to do it for yourself. And everyone has the ability to feel their chi and cultivate their chi.
And I love in the book you have, I haven't seen your DVD, so correct me if I'm wrong, but in the book you have pictures of the different parts of us, from the kidney, stomach, thyroid, all these, so you can help with the visualization, which I think
exactly.
I mean, I visualize many things, and if I can't visualize it, I always am trying to find a picture or something to help me, you know, incorporate whatever I'm doing. And I would think that would, that's why I've enjoyed the book, because you actually have pictures.
Yes,
to
I
help
had
with
this
the visualization.
Wonderful woman illustrator do that for me. You know, it's very hard to find pictures of women in, you know, doing these things, and so I had her create these, and so I just, and if you notice, all the women's pictures in the books are real life women, not skinny. So you can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, that's very appreciated.
Yep. Yeah, it's very real for us. It's just so horrible to see something that we may never attain, but it just makes us feel better. And that's why even with practice, it's not something you have to do every day. It's wonderful, and it's best if you do it every day. But I want it to work for people, and then not to feel like it's another thing that they're going to fail at, that they can do it in their own time, in their own way, and that they can find their own healing through it.
And what
I really love that, because that's really a lifestyle approach.
Yes.
It's not a, as you said before, you know, it's not about failure. It's not about doing it right or wrong. It's a loving practice that you do when you, and I would imagine the more you do it, as I found, the more I do exercise, the more I enjoy it. And my mother actually just started doing Tai Chi. She doesn't know about this, and I certainly will tell her. And she fell in love with it and now wants to do it every day, and I could see somebody wanting to do that with this.
Yeah, and it
kind of draws you in.
Yeah, and it's falling in love with yourself and feeling yourself. And every time, I mean, I do it, I wake up in my pajamas, I go out on my deck in the warm months so I can be out back with the trees, because when you commune with nature, then, you know, I know all my trees in my backyard. I know the birds. I'm out there with the hawks. There's a family of hawks. I watch the squirrels. This gives me chi as I move. I do an exercise where I bend down and my hands go towards the earth, and then I go back and I bend back and I look at the heavens, and then I feel alive. In the winter months, I'm in my living room looking out at the trees. And so it gives you that time, as I said before, to really feel yourself. And sometimes I'll do an exercise and I'll just stop, and I'm just riveted by the energy that I have and the feeling, and I stop, and I'm just in the moment, in that very second, breathing and just feeling life. And that's what we need, because when we run to the food and we run to the cabinet, it's like the food is in our mouth before we even think about it. But we must get in that moment, think, feel, know who we are, know what we want, and that we want to be thinner. We want to put our clothes on and feel better. And going in that closet and having that kind of behavior doesn't create that for us. So when we're out there and connect with ourselves and know what it is we want to do, and we make a commitment inside to ourselves, that's when our life can change, and our patterns around eating, feeding ourselves, because we're out there feeding ourselves with the Qigong, and that feels a lot better than feeding ourselves with 5 chocolate chip cookies.
But this, you've turned to food a number of times in our conversation, and it certainly is in your book, and Amy and I are both very well versed on emotional eating. We practice this a lot with our clients and helping them to become conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Of having them realize what it is, as I think you said somewhere, you know, what is it that's eating them?
Right.
So that they can recognize what their needs are and take care of them. But you're taking it another step, which I've certainly not considered when I work with my clients, which is really having them fall in love with themselves through a breathing, connecting technique versus a much more rational.
Right. Yes, this is about energy. This is about feelings. This is about feeling your chi, feeling yourself, feeling who you are and what you want. And while you're doing the movements, this comes up for you. It's really powerful. And it grounds you. You get so grounded into the earth, but yet you connect and you bring in higher purpose and higher consciousness. And you just, you know, it's just so balancing for the entire mind, body, and the energetics of the body as well.
Amy, I thought you had a question.
Yeah, it was, you know, we talked about kind of the Qigong practice addresses the root cause of overeating, and that is feeling within.
Right.
And just focusing in with your breathing and in how you feel about who you are. I would say that also helps with even stress-driven type overeating or overworking or overdoing whatever, especially type A type personalities. So I would like to talk about that a little bit, Shoshana, when we come back from break. So this is Amy Lundberg. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Right after this, you're listening to Living Your Personal Best on Health Radio Network.
Finally, a comprehensive directory of over 600 vitamins and supplements. And it's free just by calling the number I'm going to give you. If you're serious about your health, then you realize that it's almost impossible with today's hectic lifestyle to get all the nutrients your body needs on a daily basis. The American Medical Association has recommended that most people should be taking a multivitamin to maintain optimal health. And now, serious health consumers can turn to one source for premium quality vitamins and supplements, Life Extension. Life Extension offers over 600 pharmaceutical quality vitamins and supplements that are manufactured following strict good manufacturing practice guidelines, so you know that you're getting what's listed on the label. Call 866-486-7145 now for your free Life Extension product directory, and we'll include the article The Top 10 Steps to Achieve Optimal Health. It's all free, so call right now. 866-486-7145. Ask for your free product directory. 866-486-7145.
Health Radio Network is streaming online 24/7 at healthradionetwork.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Auto. Your car's set to go. And might I say, the lilac paint job looks stunning.
Great. No, wait, lilac?
You bet.
No, I told you guys midnight blue.
Yeah, but we decided on lilac. Goes better with your eyes.
You decided? Look, if my car's lilac...
Hey, I just go by the auto, pal.
I ordered midnight blue.
It stinks when other people make decisions for you, doesn't it? When you don't vote, you let other people decide for you, and nobody wants that. Learn more at yourvotecounts.org, a public service message brought to you by the Federal Voting Assistance Program and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mary Lou Retton. I want to tell you about an organization I joined, the National Association for the Self-Employed. NASE members now have the power to run their small business like a big business, with over 100 business and personal benefits that can save you time and money, such as travel and entertainment discounts, including access to quality, competitively priced health insurance. With the NASE, you can gain access to quality health insurance that allows you to choose a plan to meet you and your family's needs.
If you're self-employed and you need health insurance, call right now. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required, so call right now and see if you qualify. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478. 800-355-3478.
We're giving away free magazines and books on our Health Radio Network website. Just log on and enter to win a free subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Or you could win Life Extension's big 1,600-page book, Disease Prevention and Treatment, a $49 value. Enter to win now at healthradionetwork.com. That's www.healthradionetwork.com.
Health Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day,
7 days a week.
at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
And welcome back to Living Your Personal Best with Amy and Alice. I'm Alice Green, and we're back to discuss ways for you to put into action the concepts we've talked about today and to encourage you to participate in our 30-day focus. Join other women this month by focusing on what you need to reach your weight loss goals by applying some of the concepts you learned from our shows during the month of August. And also, as Shoshana was saying, also not just focus on your weight loss goals, but focus on ways that you can love yourself. Investigate your belief that you can't and discover ways that you can. And look for the successes to validate your progress and learn from your challenges without being hard on yourself. The goals of the 30-day focus for August are to apply long-term weight loss practices using a lifestyle approach to eating, being active, and taking good care of yourself in a way that's satisfying and helps you to stay on track. And we encourage you to share your experiences on our website message board at www.livingyourpersonalbest.com.
The insights and suggestions that Shoshana has provided today are great tools for you to continue to kick off or continue with your 30-day focus. Consider as you focus on your desire to create a long-term lifestyle approach to weight loss the following things this week. Are you setting realistic and enjoyable exercise goals so you can fit it into your schedule and have a greater chance of really doing it and feeling that sense of accomplishment, feeling that sense of love for yourself when you are doing something for yourself? Are you listening to your body and being active at a pace that challenges you but doesn't lead to injury or burnout? Are you trying new things to see what works best for you and to add variety, such as Qigong? Be mindful this week of your breathing and consider taking up Tai Chi, yoga, or Qigong. You can also get Shoshana's DVD, Qigong for Staying Young, at www.healingforyou.com. So there's a so see if you can focus on these questions I'm putting out there, some coaching ideas we're putting out there, and see where you'd like to take it that feels right for you. Now, back to our guest, Shoshana. We were talking about, we kind of left off with, you know, breaking away from overeating and, you know, how Qigong helps you deal with yourself and with your emotions. But what does Qigong do to help with emotional and stress-driven overeating and binging episodes?
It really stresses willpower. The willpower in your body comes from the kidney energy. And Qigong sparks the energy of your body, which is what the kidneys do. And it really, really strengthens your willpower. And you talk to yourself and you make commitments with yourself by strengthening your kidney energy through Qigong. And you say things to yourself like, I will do my Qigong every day. I will listen to myself when I go to choose a food to know whether it's something I really want to do. I will listen to myself and I will do what I want and what I really want. And I will choose the right people in my life that love me and take care of me and are draining my chi from me each and every day, my lifeblood. I will associate with warm, loving people, and I will remember myself and know who I am and know that I deserve the best and that I deserve to have my body in good balance and that I deserve to eat only good, healthy foods and that I will remember to breathe, and that I will love myself. So it strengthens you in that way through these movements to strengthen your kidney energy and therefore your willpower.
I think it's interesting your term willpower, because I tended in as an intuitive eating coach to kind of move away from the concept of willpower because a lot of people seem to think they have it or they don't. But I'm hearing something else along with this term willpower, which is also just learning what it is that makes you feel good and making choices that are more honoring of yourself more naturally because you become more aware of how you maybe haven't taken care of yourself and you're becoming more aware of what serves you and doesn't serve you, what feels good, what doesn't.
Exactly. It guides you in your life. Your will helps you to make the right choices for yourself and take care of yourself. Take care of yourself with your food, with who you surround yourself with how much time you give yourself, with how you exercise, how you are at work, what you will or will not do in your life is everything.
But you're not doing it from a right or wrong perspective.
No.
Right.
No.
That's what I want to hear from
no.
you. Because I find that people get caught with the willpower.
Yeah, no, I heard what you said. It was so beautiful. It's exactly why you were talking about it. It's like that's your chi. That's your vital energy is your will. That's your spark of life is your will. And it's a very positive thing. And these practices, these qigong movements, strengthen your will. And it's nothing to feel good or bad about. It's just something to touch into and realize that you can heal it.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Susanna, for being our guest and sharing your knowledge on how to successfully lose weight with qigong. We will be right back for our mini stretch with Amy and Susanna to close out our show. I'm Alice Green. You're listening to Living Your Personal Best. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Tired of the failed attempts with diet and exercise, the negative self-talk that is gradually depleting your spirit. Discover how to create and gravitate towards a self-empowered willingness, not willpower, to create a fitness program that's destined for success. To be drawn towards health, vitality, and a toned body instead of pushing yourself to it. Self-Care Before Sit-Ups is a unique ebook that guides you to take the frustration and failure out of fitness. Receive your copy today by going to aimforfitness.com and live your fitness success story every day.
If you have thinning hair and one of your goals is to stop the hair loss and grow it back, we've made it easy for you to try new hair with our new lower prices. For about $60 a month, you can now try one of the best systems on the marketplace to stop your hair loss and grow it back. New Hair has custom formulas designed for men and women. The complete New Hair monthly system includes a package of New Hair tablets, one bottle of our topical solution in a 2% minoxidil, or the all-natural formula, and one package of our DHT blocker tablets. With New Hair, your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and we recommend you try us for 3 full months to see the results. This offer is only available through the radio, so call now.
Call now and receive free shipping with today's order. 800-819-8307. 800-819-8307. 800-819-8307. 800-819-8307.
Have you ever wondered why it's so easy for some people to look great, be fit, eat well, and stay healthy? Are you still waiting to be inspired and for an easier way to do the same for yourself? I'm Alice Green, co-host of Living Your Personal Best, and I've created a fun do-it-yourself monthly lifestyle help series that's easy to follow and gives you what you've been looking for. Change your life and the way you feel about yourself. Go now to helpyourselftoday.com.
Radio Network is streaming this show and other great health talk shows online 24 hours a day,
7 days a week
at healthradionetwork.com. And now back to the show.
Settles in certain, if you will, vortexes in your body. And one is 2 inches below your belly button. The other one is right between your breast on your chest in the center there. And the other one is between your two eyebrows. It's close to your third eye. So I'm going to have everyone just take their hands and rub them together and create friction. Rubbing your hands
back and forth, the palms facing each other, rubbing, 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 faster and faster until you feel heat from that friction. And then slowly take your hands, palms, both palms, the fingertips are towards each other, the palms are towards your torso, and your hands are about an inch and a half away from your belly, about it, and you're focusing your fingertips on that place, 1.5 inches below your belly button. That's your lower dantian. And your mouth is closed, your tongue is on the roof of your mouth, you're breathing in and out through your nose, and you breathe in through your nose, and as you breathe in through your nose, you blow your belly up like it's a big balloon. And as you exhale, you deflate your belly. This is breathing into your lower dantian. Breathe in through your nose and expand your belly, opening up your center of physical healing, breathing out and letting your belly fall. Breathe in and blow your belly up like a big balloon. Exhale, slow, gentle, deep breath, and deflate your belly as if it's a balloon. Now, this lower dantian breathing helps to stimulate your digestive organs that promote the movement of food through your body and thus peak your metabolism. Breathing in, opening up your belly, breathing out, exhaling. Now, move those hands, move your palms up just about an inch and a half from your body, up right between your breasts on that bone there over, focusing your fingertips there. And this middle dantian breathing, breathe in and experience your hands expanding and contracting. Breathe in and expand and exhale and send that energy from your fingertips to your middle dantian, which helps you become more aware of your mental and emotional states and leads you to a greater feeling of satisfaction with foods. Less emotional eating and fewer reasons to eat due to stress. Sending energy to your middle dantian. And now moving up to your upper dantian between your eyebrows. Sending energy from your fingertips, expanding. It makes
cool.
you connect
well,
with your
like
higher
to.
Goals
Thanks
and helps you to
Shauna
stick to your wishes and desires.
And our guest next
food.
Week will be Rob
Sending
Smith, author of Rise
to
the Core, the 16 Reasons Why You Can't Flatten Your Stomach. So join us next week. Or, and also, if you have any share, go to our message board. We've enjoyed being your host today, giving you inspiration, guidance. This is Amy Lundberg.
And this is Alice Green, and we wish you a great week.
Creating lifestyles to feel and be outstanding.
For the Health Radio Network.